Yes, Chris, how are you? Well, listen, the Irish Girls Athletics is a really, really, really big meet, and indeed a lot of prestige attached to winning titles there every year. So no different on this occasion, and records broken all over the place. So one day conditions today, but nevertheless, excellent performances. I suppose once again, as has been the trend through the track season and field season, has been Summer Leckie, her continued good form, her continued record-breaking performances. And today wasn't any different. Way back, seems like hours and hours and hours ago now, she jumped 181. That's a new Irish school's record for this particular meeting. And the record stood for 25 years prior to that to a girl called Ursula Fay, who was regarded very, very highly in the whole history of Irish high jumping. So a new Irish record for her. The title, of course, for her. She's a student at Strabane Academy. So that was the big news early in the day. And then later in the day, just to finish the story with her, she got second in the long jump. So yet another good day for Summer Leckie from Strabane Academy. James Kelly from the Royal and Prior in Raphoe, he again won the shot, a shot put title indeed that his brother, also a student at the Royal and Prior some years ago, had won. So following in the family trend there. So well done, James Kelly there. And also we had Connor Breslin from, actually a cousin of James Kelly's, Connor Breslin, who's a student at Deal College. He won the Hammer, the Senior Boys Hammer event. So well done to him. Those were the gold medal performances. And just staying with Summer Leckie for a second, she also attempted 186, which would have been a PB for her. She has a 185 PB, but I mean 186 would have been yet another centimetre height. Didn't happen for her, but a new Irish Girls record for her. Some other names that cropped up: Janine Boyle. She got a couple of medals. She got a second in the 100 metres, third in the 200 metres. She's a student at Columbus College in Stranorder. Kate Smith, also in the Royal and Prior, she was second in a long jump. And from Killybeg, St Catherine's School, Killybegs, Michaela Byrne was third in that particular one. And then Lauren Callaghan, a student at Garmskull Cuala up in Ballinamore there, she was third in her age group long jump, so well done to her. Arlene Cross got second in the 400 metre hurdle. She's a student at the Loretto Convent Letterkenny, and I'd say she'll be a bit disappointed with second, to be honest. And I would have anticipated the victory there, but no doubt she'll learn from that. And second silver medal for Arlene Cross. Dylan Cairns from St Catherine's Vocational School in Killybay gets 51.84 in the javelin, a bronze for him there. And Maya McCulmont, a girl who's beginning to make a good impression over the distance today in the 3,000 metres. She's a student at the Abbey Vocational School in Donegal Town. She finished second in the 3K. So that's, it was a busy day. If there were similar medals, I'll certainly tidy it up tomorrow, but for getting from one event to the other, but it was busy. There were medals, there was performances, there was records, and it was overall a very, very good day for Donegal athletes. And before I leave you, Chris, just to update you on Mark English. Mark English was in Boston. That was his opening meet of the season, of the outdoor season, that is. And he had a very, very, very impressive opening 800 metres in Boston last night. He ran 146.06, finished third in a very, 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 very high calibre field. So he's back in business, and we can look forward, hopefully, now to some really serious performances from Mark English as the months and days and weeks ahead kick in. So tomorrow, and you alluded to it there, Ulster under 9-10s, 11-12s and 13s. That's an early start for the young athletes of Donegal as they head to Clonus. So no doubt there will be many, 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 many medals coming back down the road again. So it's been a busy weekend and will continue to be a busy weekend. And next week then we look forward to Donegal Community Games at Finn Valley. So look, at that time of the year, it's track and field, and there's pretty much something kicking in every weekend, indeed sometimes during the week. So good day today, and as I say, on the road tomorrow, Clonus.